携帯電話をお持ちの方はマナーモードの設定をお願いいたします。大変長らくお待たせいたしました。ただいまより、
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for waiting. We now begin the meeting on the SBI Holdings Incorporated Fiscal 2010 Financial Results Announcement. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support and understanding. We'll go over the participants. SBI Holdings CEO Yoshitaka Kitao. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. SBI Securities President Taro Izuchi.
SBI Holdings 株式会社取締役執行役員 CFO 澤田康太郎でございます。SBI インベストメント株式会社代表取締役執行役員 COO 中川隆司でございます。
中川でございます。よろしくお願いします。
はじめに SBI ホールディングス株式会社代表取締役執行役員 CEO 北尾よりスライドを使いまして、今期の決算概況についてご説明をさせていただきます。なお、ご質問等は説明終了後に別途お時間を設けてございます。それではよろしくお願いいたします。
本日
Thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us this afternoon. Many companies are announcing their earnings at this juncture. I also like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support and understanding rendered to our group companies. Without further ado, I'd like to go over the fiscal 2010 financial results of SBI Holdings Incorporated. First, summary of fiscal 2010. We continue to see the very challenging operating environment. The stock market, where we are related, here we are looking at the changes in the individual brokerage trading value. June, July, August, we saw a big decline. With August as bottom, we saw a recovery up to March. On a full year basis, when we compare to the previous year, we see an increase, or we see a drop of 16.3%. However, from the bottom of August, we saw an increase of 99.8% up to March. If we had not seen such a recovery during the latter half of the year, this would have been a very difficult year, but luckily that was not the case. We saw a substantial recovery. Now, stock market is very much related to the IPO markets, both at home and abroad. Japanese IPO market continued to be very sluggish, only 23 IPOs during this period. In the previous year, fiscal 2009, 19 IPOs, so there was a slight increase, but the market itself was very sluggish. Overseas, between April and February of 2011, 1,293 IPOs, especially centering in China, we saw a substantial number of IPOs elsewhere in the world. Despite this adverse operating environment, we were able to achieve top line and bottom line growth. The ordinary or operating revenues, 141.081 billion yen. That's an year-on-year increase of 13.3%. Operating income, 8.932 billion yen, 160.3%. 8% year-on-year increase. Ordinary income, 3.5 to 5 billion yen, 216.8% increase year-on-year. Net income, 4.534 billion yen, 93% increase. You might feel that ordinary income is rather small compared to the operating income. Well, this is due to an increase in non-operating expenses compared to the previous year, amounting to 3.089 billion yen difference. The breakdown is as follows. Foreign exchange loss amounted to the difference of 1.284 billion yen. The U.S. dollar-Japanese yen exchange rate, 10.3% appreciation of the yen, and between Korean won and Japanese yen, 8.4% appreciation of the yen, resulting in the foreign exchange loss difference of 1.284 billion yen. SBI Korea Holdings had experienced foreign exchange gain and foreign exchange loss in the past. We should have addressed that, but we didn't, resulting in this big foreign exchange loss. Bond interest payment increase to 1.962 billion yen due to increase in MTN issuance. Borrowing cost increased by 65 billion. Hong Kong listing related costs amounted to 320 billion yen. And provision for allowance for doubtful accounts related to SBI Net Systems amounting to 167 billion yen difference in other expenses, including 173 million yen valuation loss on software by SBI Net Systems. So they are one-off items and non-one-off items, resulting in the total non-operating expenses difference of 3.89 billion. Bond interest payment, well, you can't do anything about that. And of the foreign exchange loss, maybe 1 billion was a little extra. And Hong Kong listing is one-off. And deferred per Article 113 of Insurance Business Act, this may increase with the expansion of our insurance business and provision for allowance for doubtful accounts. Again, this is just temporary. So they are mixed factors, one-off and non-one-off factors.
Now, EBITDA is the number I very carefully watch, which comprises operating income plus allowance for depreciation, goodwill, amortization. This EBITDA, 22.149 billion yen. So this was the growth of 40.4% year on year. This goodwill amortization, as you know, we are planning to adopt voluntarily the IFRS starting fiscal 2012, so it will be added to our profit then, and which amounts to 7.9 billion. Well, this year, for the first time in 5 years, we conducted equity finance. In March 2005, we did the public offering, and the fundraise was 51.2 billion yen, and dilution was 16.88%. And then, this time, 35.3 billion yen was raised in June 2010. Dilution was 20.30%. So what I have been saying over time is that whenever we decide to do the equity finance, before and after the offering, EPS should remain firm and sound. Otherwise, we should stay away from equity financing. So this is my philosophy. And the results are shown here. The 2005 public offering, the EPS grew 5.5 times. So, no problem at all. And this time, 140.3, what happened to this number? This time, EPS, last year, 68.3%. In spite of 23.3% dilution, the EPS increased 68.3%. So, there was an improvement before and after this public offering. This was proven by these numbers. Let me add this IPO on Hong Kong Exchange in April 2011, 16.2 billion yen capital was raised. The resolution was made on March 25th, 2011. Even with this IPO, we think our EPS should be all right. Dilution, 9.11%. And indeed, the result shows that I was right. And going forward, I would like to continue with this kind of philosophy. Equity financing is conducted when I have a good expectation about the earnings going forward. Otherwise, we have to rely on some different method of fundraising. When you look back, in September 2008, we experienced a Lehman shock. Before that, there was a Paribas shock. And in January 2010, started at Greek, we were thrown into the very extensive EU sovereign crisis. It's still continuing. And 2011, in January, it was in Tunisia. There was an extensive wave of democratization in the MENA region. And of course, this resulted in soaring oil prices. So the environment surrounding the financial community faced all these changes, including the recent earthquakes. So we saw many negative factors worldwide. Against such backdrop, our company was never assisted with the public money by the government. Even after the explosion of bubble economy, we successfully survived to date. When you think about that, look at all the mega banks in Japan. They received public money, and there were a series of mergers and consolidations. That's what happened since the explosion of economic bubble. And brokerage firms follow the similar routes in order to survive. Some of them consolidated, merged with banks. We, a very small player, had to overcome all these difficulties on our own. In overcoming these rough waves, what did we do? We took many measures. The first and foremost, very important principle is distribution of the risks. Business portfolio, I thought, should be diversified. We should have more than one companies. And these companies will be linked to one another organically to generate good synergy. And at the same time, they can grow together. So this was the way sought from the day one. In 1999, when I launched the business, that was the first principle I established. So the financial services should not be only the securities business, but all sorts of financial services are consolidated as a business ecosystem. Investment banking was the kind of venture capital business. So we thought we should invest in the sunny side areas, the areas which are expected to grow in the 21st century. And the biotechnology is another star industry in the 21st century. And that's why we were engaged in that in the IT businesses. Yes, we are very much involved in the financial service business, but at the same time, we are dedicated to IT business. Without IT business, we cannot generate even a penny or yen. And bio-related technology businesses, we thought this was the right place for us to make investments. That's why we have so many biotechnology-related companies today. So the diversification business portfolio was the first and foremost important principle for us. And even with the SBI's securities, we try to generate a diverse revenue sources. FX trading volume was increased utilizing SBI liquidity market, creating OTC market. And in order to increase the investment trust sales, we thought we should use Morningstar and SBI Fund Bank to differentiate ourselves from the rivals. And we also sought overseas partnership to both the brokerage of foreign equities and foreign currency-dominated bonds, or the creation of revolutionary new businesses. We tried to identify the promising future areas. For example, we established Japan Next PTS, and thanks to that, it is very much likely that in the near future, this Japan Next PTS will be a very strong differentiating tool for the group. We used to depend on the fee competition, but going forward, we can offer the best execution systems and best trading opportunities to all the clients. Differentiation, again, is the key word. So this is the very important step for the future growth. And the territorial diversification of business in 2005, when you look at international balance of account, on that day, I thought that Japan should not solely depend on trade. In other words, interest income and dividend income from overseas exceeded the trade account, trade balance. So that's why I decided that we should go outside to overseas markets. So in that same year, we established New Horizon Fund together with the Temasek in Singapore. 50 million investment each was made. And so we took many actions starting there. And as you know, we established a many good partnership with many promising markets. And securities and banks, all these financial businesses, again, our principle is to make territorial diversification. Top 10 market cap companies in China, from the first to the number 8, all financial institutions. But in Japan, too, the similar phenomena existed up until the burst of the economic bubble. Until then, the financial institutions in Japan occupy the top ranking companies as the companies with high market cap. From 1955 to up until 1973, Japan enjoyed a remarkable high growth. 9.7% per annum growth continued for more than several years. And then came oil crisis. But even after that, there used to be a 5 times growth regarding GDP. Then it shrunk to double growth. Then gradually economic bubble bursted. And if you remember, the top 10 market cap companies, most of them were financial institutions. So the market cap and economic growth are very closely linked. That's why I say that we should focus on the emerging countries, emerging market, to establish financial institutions there. Commemorating the listing on the Hong Kong Exchange, anniversary dividends of 20 yen and ordinary dividends 100 yen, so annual dividend of 120 yen was paid. Oh, this is the operating income by segment, asset management 9.577 billion. Financial services, SBI Card is the only debt-making loss-making companies. All others are doing well. Housing real estate, 286.4% growth. So this is the 3.37 billion yen as the result. The summary of major business segments, asset management business, operating revenues 30.7 billion yen, operating income 9.6 billion yen and 52% or 276% year-on-year growth. And full-year results, IPO and M&A deals, 17 companies. 11 companies did IPO and M&A a year before. Look at the contents. 11 companies overseas, IPO and M&A, 5 overseas, only 1 in Japan. This is the situation. So without investment overseas, we could not record such good, favorable earnings. IPO, M&A result, 17 companies are listed here. As you see, China, M&A, again, China, Korea, China, UK, Hungary, Taiwan, Vietnam, and M&A, Chinese companies, China, Shanghai, M&A, Chinese companies, Kosdaq, Korea, M&A, again, Korean company, Taiwan, and then U.S. This Benden is the name of the company. This is China's largest SMS company, and it is going to be public in the United States around the 4th of May. This is the information we got from NASDAQ. So this must be their plan. JAFCO and our comparison, it's very clear. Look at the operating revenues, they're very different. Even if you just look at the asset management business, and the revenues are declining with the JAFCO, operating profit also very much different. 2.8 billion operating income that was recorded, but last year it was 0.5 billion. This year, when we look at the materials, 2.7 billion yen capital gain is recorded, but capital loss is 2.7 billion from what they earned from the business investment business was loss. Now, why do we see this 2.8 billion yen profit? They recorded 7.5 billion yen reversal from the allowance for investment loss. So they are not making any profit with their core business. This is JAFCO. So investment in overseas, investment in good, promising companies, that makes your life totally different. And the investment made and the number of companies where they invested, they are 50% of that. So 185 companies, so that is the number of invested companies for us, and 110 for JAFCO. And the new investment amount are also listed here. So in Japan or in Korea, I think it is almost sure that we are number one in this business area. New Horizon Fund, so it is a very big contributor. Operating income, 3.22 billion yen. So 8 out of 10 companies already completed exit. And the cumulative capital gain, this 356.7, and investment commitment, 41.7 million. And of course, there is still much leeway for further investment. Next, when New Horizon Capital, with investment ratio of 10% for us, we invested in 19 companies, and out of that, 9 companies have already completed IPO and M&A, and 6 others are expected to do IPO and M&A by 2012. And the market value of the portfolio shares increased to approximately 7.1 times the investment cost. So the investment in China is doing very well. The securities and related business.
Brokerage and investment banking business, operating revenues 47.9 billion or minus 4% year on year. Operating income 6.1 billion or minus 35%. But this minus 35% is after the exclusion of 5.9 billion yen for amortization of goodwill. SBI Securities operating revenues 44,077 million or minus 4.4%. Operating income 9,896 million or minus 20.5%. Ordinary income 9,704 or minus 21.4%. Net income 8,631 million or plus 18%. When we look at those numbers, we can say that there are some one-off events dragging operating income and ordinary income in particular, and there are some extraordinary losses at the time of the Great Earthquake, and we reckoned 1,197 million yen associated mainly with margin calls on options at the trading. So there are some negative numbers here. For example, we reckoned 145 million yen as additional provision for point allowance. If we had not been listed in the Hong Kong the exchange, and we would not have incurred these losses, or the full migration to a new system, we booked 510 million yen as one-off expenses. And without those numbers, it would be minus 15.3% or 10,551 million for operating income and ordinary income of 10,774 million or minus 12.7%. So SBI Securities, compared to the other securities firms, our quarterly the results, those numbers have been much better than our rivals. And SBI Securities fiscal year 2010 quarterly results are shown here. And compared to the level of first quarter of 2010, the fourth quarter result improved to the same level. And the comparison with the other companies, the Manix, they had some increase because of the merger with Oryx. And we have Matsui, Rakuten, and Cab.com. And there are seeing many negative numbers, especially net income. In big negative. Now we have the 2.2 million customer accounts as of the end of March end. And as to deposit assets, we have 41,696 million yen. And the Monex is only at 21,769 million yen. So the difference is 2 trillion yen. So our position is overwhelming. We have at a 33.8% share in the individual stock trading value, or 37.2% for the retail margin trading value. So we have been trying to diversify our profit other resources, while the individual stock trading fee is on the decrease. And what we are trying to do is to meet the needs of the customers as much as possible with relatively contained level of the commission the level. And we have been launching different types of products to meet the needs of the customers. In that context, when it comes to foreign the stocks, we have increased the names from overseas, especially in the emerging countries. Now we have 1,372 names from China or Vietnam, in principle. All stocks listed on Ho Chi Minh Stock Exchange and Hanoi Stock Exchange, or 637 stocks in our portfolio, or we have 41 stocks as Russian stocks, and we are increasing the number of emerging countries in our portfolio. As to Indonesian stock, as I'm going to touch upon later on, we have decided to invest in the Indonesian securities firm for 25% the equity ownership, and we made that announcement today. The Indonesia has incurred no the impacts from the collapse of Lehman Brothers, and their population is huge, more than 200 million people. So I'm seeing a great deal of opportunities in that country. The second diversification effort is in the investment trust area. From the third quarter or the fourth quarter of 2009, the focus became stronger on the investment trust, and the quarterly the balance number has become large or larger. And now we have the 1,087 the investment the trusts, number one figure in this industry. And now we have been using Morningstar or Fundbank, providing lots of information and cost information. Cost information about investment trust has been analyzed by those fund banks, and that is one of our strengths, competing with rivals. And now we have the 3.4 billion 98 million yen, or 29.8% increase in the revenue from investment trust.
And in terms of foreign bond issuance, in terms of issues that we broker, we have 44, which makes us the online broker that has the largest amount, so the largest number of foreign bond bond issues brokered. And we have seen a large increase in the amount of sales as well. And Forex, which is bringing about lots of profit today, and leverage regulation was applied in August of 2010. It remained sluggish for a while, but in March of 2010, SBI's amount was 6.8542 trillion yen. So here we're looking at the number of trading accounts. SBI's accounts, total 178,097. And liquidity market, in terms of operating revenues, we have a large amount, and operating income about 2 billion yen. In 2008, November, we started the operation, and already we have grown this much. Within the OTC market, there are several companies that provide services, but they don't even compare to our services. So we are doing many things so that our business structure would be less dependent on stock brokerage trading. So commissions now account for 37.7% of the operating revenues. And we have been diversifying the revenue sources so that we'll be less affected by the stock market. Of course, we would benefit if the stock market is doing well, but when the stock market is sluggish, we want to make sure that we are affected less. Now, PTS, Proprietary Trading System. SBI Japan Next PTS has been expanding very steadily. We have been saying that 2011 would be the PTS, inaugural year of PTS. And since December, we have recorded a record high figure for the fourth straight month in a row since March. And on a monthly basis, the average Japan Next PTS won 193.6 billion yen, Chi-X Japan, 139.0 billion yen. So we are the absolute number one. Participating companies have now been added with two more, totaling 15, JP Morgan and Mizuho being added, and four more are to be added. And SBI Securities. In June of this year, we'll introduce the BEX execution system, and we are making every effort to achieve this. Compared to the previous system, the automatic market choice and order placement will be made using the SOR, or the smart order routing, and this will, of course, maximize the benefit on the part of the investors. So it's not just the commission or fee-based competition. Rather, this will be a new factor for competition. And it will take more than 6 months, maybe even a year, to introduce this system. So when our competitions try to follow suit, they are going to lag behind quite a bit. So for the customers, they are a matter of fact. We need the institution, based on law, to facilitate this in each country. In the U.S., they already have rules mandating the introduction of this system, and likewise in Europe. But in 2005 and 2007, the relevant laws and rules were implemented. I feel that in Japan, we have to introduce these rules so that this will become mandatory for all of the securities firms, so that this will be a normal operation in Japan as well. Because that would be the best for the investors, the customers. Could be that the investors will file suit against us if we don't have such a system in Japan. I have been talking to some of the members of the parliament, people who are well-versed with the financial systems. And when we have that kind of institution, then our value would be enhanced dramatically. Financial services business, the operating revenues increase 19% year-on-year. Operating income, 0.5 billion yen loss. But this is because the credit card business incurred a loss of 3.3 billion. If we exclude that, 2.7 billion yen income, or 14% increase year-on-year. Later, I will elaborate on the actions we will take regarding the credit card business. Now, there are two publicly owned subsidiaries doing very well in this business. Net income, 721 million for SBI Veritrans and Morningstar Japan, 305 million, 2.8% increase year-on-year. We will be increasing the dividend for those companies.
SBI Sumishin Net Bank, yes, they are doing well. The number of accounts as at the 25th of April, 1.074540 was the number. As at the 10th of February, we exceeded 1 million. In March 2012, we had the initial target of establishing 600,000, but far ahead of the target date, 600,000 was already achieved in November 2009. So, again, we achieved this 1 million. Regarding the deposits, as at the same date, 1,570.6 billion yen to the FSA. We said that we reach this number at the end of March 2012. But actual achievement was made in December 2010. So, remarkable speed indeed. We are increasing the number of accounts and number of the amount of deposits. And Sony Bank started their business in June. But the number of accounts, we exceeded them. At the end of June 2010, we exceeded them. And the deposits, maybe we overtook them. But the Sony Bank, we both issued monthly reports, but Sony Bank somehow stopped that. So we don't know the reality, so we have to see the year-end number. So we don't know, but it is a question of time that we will exceed them, because at the June end, MRF 40 billion yen total amount will be transferred to the bank. Some people may say no. This bank deposit account, MRI, of course, was managed by Nomura. This whole amount will be transferred. So if this is the difference that we see now, then we can easily fill that gap. Housing loans, I think we are ahead of them already. December end 2010, 621 billion. And March 2011, 695.529 billion. So Sony spent about 6.5 years to reach 400 billion yen. In our case, we just spent 2.5 years, 4 years less. So I think we are making very progress. And as at April the 1st in 2011, we reached 750 billion yen. So I think we are ahead of them already. So this is a very good progress because we have been offering a good customer satisfaction. Our customer satisfaction index by JCSI, this is the most prestigious survey. Out of 31 industry segments, 350 companies, we ranked number 7. Number 1 is Shiki Theater Company, and Takarazuka also enjoy very good ranking. And among the banks, we are by far the number 1. So supported by these facts, we achieved the numbers I just mentioned. Diversification of investment methods. Even if we collect a large amount of deposit, we have to utilize them. So we need to diversify the methods. So we should not invest in the JGB. That's what I have been continuously saying. I always talk to my people that they should buy the minimum amount of JGB because they will collapse. And, of course, the rating has been downgraded to the negative level. So interest rate, if after reaching the bottom, it only goes up. So if we consider all of them, the JGB prices will collapse, and we have to suffer from huge loss. So that's why we need to diversify the asset management method. One of them is internet loan or personal loan. This is growing very well, and the same applies to auto loan. SBI Credit, SBI Auto Support, these companies are helping the growth. Auto loan and auto insurance, how to expand them? We created a specific companies to do that. So that's why we made remarkable result of 7.2 times a growth in the last year. The final result will be announced on the 13th of May, so we can't tell you. So it is almost sure that we shall exceed very substantially the result of the previous year of 2.329 billion yen. So it is very profitable, and our target is 5 billion yen, and then 10 billion to follow. SBI Insurance, year on year, 58% up. And we have achieved the number of contracts written during the fourth quarter is 144,000 and 58% year-on-year growth rate. And insurance premium income will reach about 10 billion yen. So this is...
We have the InSwap, which is one of our strengths, to make a very speedy growth. In the new business of insurance, now the 81.8% is accounted for by websites for comparisons and estimates, and among this 81.8%, have about 51% of the contracts through our InSwap. So our corporate group pursues the best the synergies, and based on the synergies, we have been successfully growing ourselves. So when we launched this group, we had this particular idea about the corporate ecology, if you'd like. And at the beginning, people told me, what is your intent? Is it your hobby to make the companies? But I had my own ideas. I had my own plans and the calculations have turned out to be correct, and the synergy with the securities and the banking section are shown here about the 40% of the share comes from the synergy and the through the agency website. So we have made these achievements, and because we are enjoying the very high reputation, for example, in Diamond Weekly, number one in auto insurance premium ranking, number one in Oricon satisfaction in insurance premium, and number one for two consecutive years for Kagaku.com automobile insurance satisfaction ranking, and Rakuten's popular automobile insurance ranking for 15 consecutive months, we are number one. And 97% of the respondents in the questionnaire answered that their premiums actually became cheaper. I would like to move on to housing and real estate business. Operating revenue at 23.5 billion yen or 37% plus. Operating income of 3.4 billion yen or 286%. And the other life billing, SBI Life Living's operating profit in fiscal year 2010 increased to 3.8 times year on year owing to the continued growth of its internet media business. And SBI Mortgage's loan understand has steadily increased to 916.6 billion yen for fiscal year end of March 2011. Net profit increased 2.5 times year on year, owing to a substantial increase in new housing loans. This the 956.6 billion yen is the increase of 52.3% increase. And SBI Mortgage is going to be listed in Korean market, and we are making preparations. Why listing in the Korean market? Because Korea has copied the public housing mortgage facility of Japan, and so they are trying to do similar things as happened in Japan, and we are considering the future IPO in the Korean market in the real estate and housing area, and Mani Plaza and other real the shops will also be brought to will also be taken to Korea, and all of them are on the franchise basis, so the cost is minimum and HR cost and everything it's shouldered by the local the business, and not only the mortgage loan, we'd like to expand to insurance business as well, though we are surely expanding our life insurance business to Korea as well once that we have a life insurance business up and running here in Japan, and we are going to give some instructions to the Korean people how to open accounts, for example. The financial planners function will also be launched in Korea as well. And currently, we are focused on the mortgage loan and the insurance. And we had 349.15 billion yen fiscal year 2010, or 71.4% year-on-year in this area. And this is because we are offering the lowest level of interest rates of 2.63%. And among the 334 financial the institutions, in other words, the players in the Flat 35, the program, we are ranked number one. Most of the Japanese financial institutions are in the picture, but we have the share of 12.3%, ranking number one. On the path of business, I always think that it is the most important to be riding on the right wave, to be on the mainstream. No matter how good a particular business is, if it is not on the good timing, if it is not on the good wave, it would not work out well. And of course, you have to see the timing well. If it's too early, it's not good. If it's too late, it is not good either. For the online securities, of course, internet environment seemed to be expanding very rapidly back then. And another factor was that the 20 years after the US and 10 years after the UK, the big bang was finally happening and beginning in Japan. Deregulation was happening, and that allowed us to liberated the fees to our customers. And that's how we could grow our business so rapidly. Banks and banking business, insurance business are all on the online, are all online business. And we have been evolving all of these businesses on internet, sophisticating this business on the internet. And those businesses on the internet are entering more and more into our everyday life. And as to the asset management business side, new industry creator is one of our the themes. We have made investment only on the sunny side of the street. First, I said that I would invest 150 billion yen only in the internet. And then people came to me and said that the internet business are quite non-existent. And in such a situation, how would you invest in the internet business as much as 150 billion yen? And the other people said to me that you would incur big losses. That would be a stupid act. And Nikkei Business and other, the press, wrote about my initiative, saying as if we had already made a failure. And what happened? In reality, we could return a huge benefit and profit to our investors. Back then, I always said that the IT and biotechnology would be the most promising the industries in the future. And in addition, the energy business and the financial business could be added to the two most promising the businesses. And all of them, we are very active. And the Shali or the business similar to Groupon business in this area, we are ranked number 3. Our Shali is number 3 and Groupon is ranked number 2. That is also part of our business. This is the business that we are cooperating with the Hikari Tsushin. So SBI Biotech, as I'm going to touch upon later, is also part of our picture. And now we are also trying to be SBI in Japan to SBI in the world. 2005 marked a very important year for us. Since then, we entered the Asian era.
When you look at the number of accounts at online securities companies, it increased 50-fold in the past 11 years, while the number of customer accounts at pure-play internet banks increased by 80 times in 9 years. And the compound annual growth rate of the bank is, of course, larger than that of securities. And the population involved in the securities area is limited, while the population on the bank side is so huge. And everyone has a bank account at a certain age. So we can expect much wider expansion in the banking area.
So with the evolution and deepening of internet, and since there is good affinity between internet and financial services, we have been deploying various types of online financial services. 9.5% of the people of our customers are under 30. People in their 30s, 32.3%. In other words, 40% or so, or over 40%, are aged 30, in their 30s or younger. If we add people in their 40s, that will be very close to 70%. That is the breakdown of our customers by age. Now, what about face-to-face? People over 70, 37.5%, 60s, 27.3%. Between the two, that's over 60%. Now, 20 years' time, what's going to happen to them? When they're older than 90 years old, it's unlikely that they'll still be trading stocks. Now, what about the younger people? They will be in their 40s and 50s. Maybe they have inherited the assets from their parents. So they do have lots of assets, and they are very active in trading. And that is the reason why we feel that our business will continue to grow, especially the securities business. Of the 1,400 trillion yen of the individual assets, most are still the bank deposits, which is very rare amongst the developed countries. This will only decline going forward, of course, especially given the low interest, zero interest rate that we see today. People will be thinking about investing in securities. So major movement should take place in the nearest future. On this matter, I think the government should be held responsible. Much of the individual assets are in the bank deposits and postal deposits. If the economy was growing rapidly like it did decades ago, there were lots of investment needed for the heavy industry, so the people's deposits will be supporting such development efforts, fine, this would work. Because back then, Japan's savings rate was over 20%. Today, do you know what the rate is? The latest is 3.2%. Before that, between 2 and 3%. Savings rate in Japan is declining because of the aging of society and people having fewer children. The aging people, they would not save anymore. Rather, they would spend what they have saved so far. So society is changing and the pension programs are collapsing. People don't know what to do about their future because if they put money in their banks, that would only decline in terms of value. And I think the over-liquidity, excessive liquidity is what's happening today after Lehman shock. What the governments did after the Lehman crisis was the fiscal investment, substantial one, as well as the alleviation of the fiscal policies, which resulted in excessive liquidity. And we are seeing global excessive liquidity, which should result in the soaring of the commodity prices, including the food prices. And eventually, the stock prices would go up, eventually, because history proves that. It's just a matter of time, I think. So, society is going to change, for sure. Now, here we're comparing Nomura Securities and SBI Securities customer accounts, 4.93 million versus 2.2 million. Deposit amount, 72.3 trillion yen versus 4.1 trillion yen. Now, in terms of customer accounts, we believe this will grow over time. And in terms of deposit amount, again, we believe that this will grow over time. Now, the rate of growth of deposit amount will be slower than that for customer accounts because much of the assets are still with the elderly, the senior people, as well as corporations. But this is going to change, I think. with IFRS implied, the operating companies will change their operation, because it would mean that the operating companies should not hold securities with what's happening at the nuclear power stations. TEPCO's stock price is declining, which is affecting lots of companies that hold TEPCO stock. Now, IFRS says that the latent assets need to be reflected, whether positive or negative, and we believe that the deposit amount would shift to online securities. In fact, when we look at the change in the share of individual equity holdings, that's really changing over the years. In terms of flow, the individual stock trading values, 70% are the online broker's share. And in terms of stock, it's only 16.1%, but we will quickly catch up. Now, 70% would mean that from here onward, it's not going to grow that much. What will grow is this right-hand side, the stock itself. For online securities, this is good news, because this will maximize our profit. That will be a key in increasing our profit. Many people say that the online securities have already saturated, and therefore competition is fierce, and therefore the profit will not grow much. No, that is not the case. The second item, asset management business, focused on concentrated investments as a new industry creator. In the area of internet, we have been investing, as I just said, biotechnology, life science. We have the fund totaling 25.7 billion, and SBI Group itself is involved in this business, and environment-related technology and alternative energy, new energy, alternative energy. This is attracting a lot of attention today, or pollution control, including air pollution. This is attracting a lot of attention, water pollution included. On these matters, we are investing in relevant technologies. There are many Japanese companies that excel in this field when Japan was enjoying rapid economic growth. We also suffered from serious pollution issues. And public opinion demanded countermeasures. And in 1973, against such a backdrop, first oil crisis hit us. And following that, many private corporations felt the need to conserve energy. And all our efforts were being made. And within that endeavor, pollution control, pollution countermeasures were also addressed in the private sector, within the industry. When we look at China and other emerging countries today, pollution is becoming a serious issue. We believe that Japan's expertise that we have accumulated over the years can play a significant role in addressing this issue. Now, bio industry. As a group, we are really focusing on bio industry. SBO Biotech is the company that we established. Within the group, so it is a biotech company with the SBI as a company name. And we have immunomodulator, immunocell therapy, the state-of-the-art cancer therapy areas where we are developing various drugs. We are in the phase one, phase two of clinical trials. We are also engaged in the development of the autoimmune disease drugs together with our American counterparts in joint development efforts. We are also developing new anti-cancer agent together with a Korean company, Crystal Genomics. The trials have begun. We are also in the health foods in business as well. And Dr. Arai, who is the professor emeritus at Tokyo University, is cooperating with us in this. Now, ALA is the product that has long been researched and studied by Dr. Tanaka. And he found that ALA is indeed a very important substance. He was with COSMO Central Research Institute, and this is the amino acid that is within the human body, but this also exists in plants and other organisms as well. And the research began with the belief that maybe this is the essence of life form. This ALL is a substance that will accelerate the photosynthesis. And this is the source of energy for humans as well. And this substance, ALA, would peak at the age of 17, and at the age of 120, it will no longer be generated within the human body. Dr. Tanaka has been engaged in research with the belief that maybe a dietary supplement can be developed to enhance and replenish this. And this has already been used as a beauty cream. This is well addressed, well received in the media as well. And we already have a gliola. And this could be used as a brain tumor diagnostics agent as well. It will be orally administered before the operation, and when the light is irradiated, the tumor portion would glow red. Brain tumor had a very bad prognosis. A 5-year survival rate used to be very low because all of the tumors could not be removed in operation. But with the use of ALA as the diagnostic agent, this is really this has improved quite a bit. And the phase 3 clinical trial has begun in Japan, and this has been made by Medic in Germany, and they are distributing in about 10 countries, and in Japan will be distributor. And in the area of health foods, we have many products based on ALA. Natural Bio is the dietary supplement, and Alscience Emollient Cream is the beauty product, and there are lotions as well. And we are now at the stage of improving the recognition. There will be various events that we will be launching, including TV commercials and magazine advertisements. And also, many of the reports are made at the academic conferences. Dietary supplements, we believe, have a good potential as a business. We will be selling this through direct sales, through internet and telephones, and we will be using agencies as well. For example, there is a subsidiary of Hikari Tsushin that has nationwide 400,000, that distributes to 400,000 houses. We are thinking of using this system. Now, on April 1st and 8th, the Tokyo FM radio featured a program focusing on ALA, ALA. The theme was health disorders emerging in earthquake and tsunami-affected areas. The guest speakers were Professors Musashi Saito of New York State University and Yasuhiro Kido, Professor of Environmental Science at Kyoto Prefectural University. Now, it was learned that at those shelters, people staying there for extensive period of time were suffering from lower body temperature, and it appears that ALA could be used as supplement to enhance the metabolism to raise the body temperature. And that was the gist of what was explained at that radio program. So these experts are talking about the benefits of ALA.
And regarding the oral diagnostic agent for brain tumors, there was a broadcast on the TV, and the program started with the scene of the surgical operation. And in March 2011, a very internationally established journal, International Immunopharmacology, carried an article of the papers on this research. It is not just the brain tumor, but bladder cancer. We are trying to include that as an indication. And we are now already started a phase three. And the Ministry of Health, Labour and Welfare granted the orphan drug status to this drug. It is a question of time. And what is more interesting is that Nikkan Kogyo Shimbun February copy is listed here. By just taking the amino acid after checking the urine, the diagnosis, if the cancer exists or not, can be done. So porphyrin accumulates in cancerous tissues only. It gets metabolized in a healthy body. So porphyrin, if you check that, you can make diagnosis, because it accumulates in cancerous tissues only. Cancer tissue in urine tests can be detected as porphyrin glows in fluororadiography. So instead of making going through the various examination tests, blood tests, and using the tumor markers, you can depend on this agent, a very innovative product if it is commercialized. This is a very promising joint research. Another area that we are very much focusing on, especially I am focusing on, is eye disease. With the increased aging, eyes is the organ we have to pay attention to, because it gets aged very rapidly. And people above 60, many of them must use this reading glass. I am 60, but I don't use such glasses. But as far as I know, almost everyone of my age or beyond my age would use a reading glass. So the and of course the glaucoma and other eye diseases wait us. And another horrible disease is age-related macular degeneration, AMD. Cataract can be cured with operations, and glaucoma, its progress can be delayed using certain drugs, and sometimes a surgical operation would work. But this AMD, age-related macular degeneration, is a very difficult disease. So the injection, on top of that, eye drops can be applied. So that's what this Quark Pharmaceuticals are pursuing. And on top of that, they have other additional five interesting drugs. The acute kidney injury and kidney transplantation. So these will be the patients which will use this QPI 1002. And FDA and European Commission grants orphan drug status for this drug. And the drug I earlier mentioned has already entered phase three. And after phase two, this can be the public, go into public domain. And with the achievement up to phase two, well, this is an Israeli company, so this company may be listed on Tel Aviv Stock Exchange in the first quarter at the earliest. It is not just Tel Aviv, but NASDAQ simultaneous listing is possible. Once they get to phase three, they will go public on the NASDAQ. So that is their plan. Our shareholding is 31.23% in this company. I have high expectations on this company and their research outcomes, and they have many, many more new promising products, especially this phase two drugs, QP1002, Pfizer spending $900 million are engaged investing. This one involves Novartis. So both are really the top pharmaceutical companies in the world. And Acucela, we have 27.7% ownership. This is an American company. I earlier talked about wet age-related macular degeneration, but this company is focusing on dry advanced macular degeneration, received FDA fast track designation for AQ4429 and rebapimid. They are also towards the end of phase two, dry for the dry eye and glaucoma-related drug research. So this company has these very promising research activities. So these two companies will be meeting the needs of the elderly population worldwide, especially focusing on the eyes. And, of course, the brain is another area, a key area that we need to pay attention to. And the last trend I would like to focus on is the age of Asia. We would like to the key leader in this age, epoch maker in Asia. This is what we would like to be. How we can generate money against such backdrop? That is the major question facing us. The other day, the Chinese major university, Tsinghua University, 100th anniversary was held, and I was invited to the ceremony. Saturday and Sunday, that was a two-day trip, very hectic trip. Hu Jintao, as you may know, is the graduate of this university. At the last ceremony, on the last day, Hu Jintao made a 50-minute speech. It was a very powerful speech, very impressive, very different from the speech we hear here in Japan. It was indeed a very impressive, encouraging speech, lasting 50 minutes. And the tone went up. And then the audience was very much became very much enthusiastic. And then he changed the tone and subsided his tone. So in the end, he said, Huntao. Huntao means efforts, work hard. So that was the closing remarks of his speech. President Hu Jintao, indeed, is the charisma or symbol of today's China. That was the impression I had. Wen Jiabao, Prime Minister, Wen Jiabao, all the leadership of the party attended this ceremony. So, in order to know China, I think this one speech was enough to know about the growing China. Hu Jintao mentioned in his speech that revival of the great Chinese people, Han people. What does that mean? Excluding 100 years of 20th century, out of that, China enjoyed number one position in the world, and now they are coming back again in the 21st century. So that's why he used this expression of revival of the great Han. I participated in the panel discussion, and I made some interventions. The entrepreneurs, scholars of China were there, and three entrepreneurs were there. They didn't use any papers, but they made a very clear-cut, excellent speech. Japanese participants brought papers and read it. The only exception was Mr. Hasegawa of Takeda Pharmaceuticals. He used some presentation materials, but he didn't rely on them. But using these slides, he made speech. Of course, I didn't look at anything. I stood on the stage, podium, and made speech. And of course, I always look at the audience reaction in proceeding with my speech. When you attend a such ceremony, I couldn't feel, I just truly, strongly realized that a Japanese, I can never defeat the Chinese people in such a global arena. The young people, especially, I would like to tell them, people in 30s and 40s should create, start the companies, and make success with the businesses, and they have to be ready to talk about such success cases in front of foreign people, audience. You have to work hard, efforts. In 2008, Asia, Asian population accounts for 50% of the worldwide 50%, and the nominal GDP in 2015, Asia, will gain the overwhelming position over NAFTA or EU. So it will be the Asian century. So living in such century, how to generate wealth, how to create money, that is the critical question. So involving all the business activities that we engage, we have to go head for the world markets. Globalization is the fact, not the choice. Ms. Clinton is quite right. In this age of globalization, we cannot close our doors shut. So it's nonsense. We will never be able to survive. We have to voluntarily open the doors, open the windows, open up our country, and to go outside, as we did when we did the Meiji Restoration. So that's what I wrote in my book. What sort of economic policies would required? All those details are covered in this book. Our overseas business, in the asset management business, as you see here, 91.2%. This is the ratio of sales, overseas sales. In the financial service businesses, overseas ratio in ordinary income is 32.1%. So against such backdrop, I decided to have Hong Kong as the place of our second headquarters. Spending about 6 months, we would like to move some of the headquarters functioned here to Hong Kong. In principle, all the overseas businesses will be led by this second headquarters in Hong Kong. And I'm considering recruiting Hong Kong executive directors from partners of joint venture funds and others. And the English will be the official language. And at Tokyo office, about additional four officers will be engaged in the overseas businesses. And so they will increase their knowledge about the resources, local resources that are to be brought outside. And in contrast, we can collect the similar know-hows, expertise from the overseas officers. So there will be good communications between the two groups of the executive officers. So as I said, we should increase the number of the officers engaged in overseas businesses by four. And I also would like to increase the local employment. Any local business activities should be led by the local people. We will not send expats to do business overseas. And the fundraising overseas, by using the Hong Kong exchange or other exchanges such as Shanghai, where we are planning to be listed, we shall be using all such foreign exchanges for the fundraising purposes. Singapore, is the area, the market we are not listed. They have abundant wealth there. Anonymous banking accounts of Swiss banks will not be able to remain anonymous anymore. So where do these funds of wealthy people go? Singapore is the answer. So they have abundant wealth there. So in that sense, Singapore is very valuable, but their economic strength is limited. So international financial hub, if we think about that, we need supportive economic strength. London was is considered a financial hub, but because of their knowledge and expertise. And for quite some time, the sterling pound was the key currency, so that also helped. But without these supportive factors, it will be very difficult. The Shanghai tomorrow cannot be the international financial hub. Forex control, and there is no liberalization of interest rate. And regarding information, as we know, there is a very strict censorship. So that's why Shanghai will not be named as the financial international hub. The fund settlement and goods settlement, unless everything is settled in the renminbi, they will not be the center. That's why the Chinese government has to choose Hong Kong as the center. But of course, we all know that there is a huge economic strength at the backdrop. And very soon, I think the any fund raised in Hong Kong can be brought to the continent. Singapore, even in Singapore, the renminbi can be used as a trading currency. In Hong Kong, the renminbi is freely used anywhere you go. So considering all these situations, and also regarding Taiwan, which is covered from Hong Kong today, will have their own base. The Taiwan government, well, it is quite a favorable environment for us to do business in Taiwan, including a business with China. So the fundraising will, in Hong Kong, centering around Hong Kong, will continue and expand it. Best you make the best use of the Hong Kong market. This is the key word. The number of listed companies, 113 in Hong Kong, and in Japan, 26. So with the appreciation of yen, on dollar basis, of course, it will grow. But look at the huge difference of the number. And in Hong Kong, from all over the world, we are the first company to be listed there, yes, but there are so many companies from all over the world to be listed there in Hong Kong Exchange. In 2009, 2010, annual IPO fundraised number one in Hong Kong and market. Hang Seng, look at this number. Look at the Japan situations. Look at the difference. So this is the difference in the strength. So this is the photograph slide of our listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. That was first a Japan-based company listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. It took us 1 year to achieve this listing. Well, in short, there were so many differences. Japan-listed companies, of course, follow the Japanese laws and rules. So listing requirements here and the Hong Kong's rules are far apart. And furthermore, accounting standard is different. They suggest, they recommend IFRS and we, Japan GAAP. We had to overcome all these difficulties. So I think our young employees worked very hard. They did a very good job. And Daiwa Securities, as the lead manager, made a much contribution. And I must not forget the contribution from lawyers and the financial authorities, stock exchange, all of them supported us. So the question is how to make best use of this exchange. And I personally think we would like to issue the straight bond as soon as possible, denominated in the renminbi. And furthermore, China businesses should be further grown and expanded.
With the business in China will be expanded, and for that purpose, in Dalian, in June, it could be in July or in August, we are going to establish SBI China Limited, and the Beijing and Shanghai operation will be under that umbrella, and to some other cities as well. The business in other cities will be under the umbrella of SBI China, so that we can enjoy various the benefits like tax benefits or some subsidies for the offices or the introduction to potential business partners. There are some benefits that we will be enjoying. So in Dalian, we are going to locate SBI China. And basically, except some period, that we are going to have all the other people from local areas. We have many young Chinese people of good quality speaking both Japanese and English. In addition to Chinese, they are excellent younger people. And we are going to delegate the most of the responsibilities to those younger people. So that they are going to create business on their own, not by copying something that other people already did. They are going to use their own ideas to establish their own business using their own ideas and plans. In London, we are going to create the SBI UK Remitted, and the Russia and the other areas will be under the umbrella. And as we announced today, we are going to, well, SBI Securities is going to invest in BNI Securities for 25% ownership. BNI is the Indonesian large national financial group, and BNI Securities is part of that group, and Bank Negara Indonesia. BNI stands for Bank Negara Indonesia. The number 4 financial group is the BNI group in Indonesia. And we are going to have other alliances as well, but we are going to start with the securities area. As fast as possible, we would like to make Indonesian stock available at SBI Securities. And the Indonesian government is going to start privatization of big national companies. And we would like to engage in such business as much as possible as an underwriter, so that we can put some the new stocks as newly offered stocks in the Japanese exchange. In the other bank area, we have 50% of the equity in OB Bank. And for the Commercial Bank of Ceylon, we have 8.85%. Though we sold some, it used to be 9.9%. And after the purchase, it rose by 66%. So we sold some. And purchased the other 2% equity of Hatton National Bank. This bank is the other second largest private bank. And I have a very good nose for potential the mergers, and I think that the Hatton National Bank might merge with somebody else. And in Vietnam, Ten Phun Bank, 20% equity. And in Cambodia, Phnom Penh Commercial Bank, 40%. This is a newly established bank. So 4 banks investment in securities. We have FPT, 20% the equity in Vietnam, and 25% in BNI Securities in Indonesia. And in Cambodia, from the scratch, we got the license, for full license, for the very first time. As the Japanese the financial institution, we started this business in October 2010, and the Tianan Insurance as non-life insurance the operation. So focusing on the Asian
region, we are going to continue our investments. As to the fund area, in Abu Dhabi, the MENAN area, investment REIT was established. And what we would like to do right now is the operation in Turkey. We would like to enter Turkish market as well. As a financial business, we would like to go into China more and more. Already, we have been pretty much diversified, but the in China, the online only is not permitted, and the non-Chinese the entity cannot get licensed that way. But once the rule is changed in China, we would like to go into we'd like to penetrate more in the Chinese market. Anyway, we're waiting for that to happen, and for that purpose, we need to build more personal relationship. Human relationships in China. Fortunately, the books that I wrote, most of them have been translated into Chinese, and there are many readers in China. So, with that, the people welcome me when I want to see them. And the many of them agree with what I wrote in my books. What about Russia? We would like to expand business in that country as well, especially securities business, as well as the insurance business, because there is a possibility of the insurance business in Russia as well. Some people might say that the internet does not have infrastructure for these businesses that I'm talking about. It's true that the internet financial business, in my mind, is actually on the smartphone. It should be on smartphone, on cell phones. Because in Vietnam, for example, the business using smartphone that is expanding so rapidly. In Japan, it started with PC, but in other Asian countries, it starts with the cell phone, mobile phones. So that's the path that I'd like to pursue. And actually, in Korea, the second generation smartphone is being developed. And the Korean government, it's supporting that project, involving many different players. And they are trying to change the picture of the mainstream of mobile phones, the telecom, China Mobile, and some Japanese entities are also involved to enter the next phase, next era. And the we will be involved as well. And capitalizing on such the projects, we would like to enter the online business in Vietnam and in other Asian countries. So we would like to come up with a good combination of these businesses with financial business. And our partner in Vietnam is also trying to enter the telecommunication area. So we will continue to work with them. So as soon as possible, we would like to establish internet financial services in those countries. Right now, it's a time of making investment to establish capital relationships. And when the day comes, we'd like to make the mainstream using internet.
The SBI Group's Brilliant Cut initiative. Now we have much more sophisticated Brilliant Cut initiative. The 58-faceted diamond is the most brilliant diamond. And we have selected our 58 companies and businesses for this Brilliant Cut initiative, including, of course, SBI Holdings.
and also seven overseas local subsidiaries and representative offices. And as to the remaining 51 business entities, we are trying to increase the profit or turn them around. That's what this initiative is all about. And SBI Holdings' operating income increased from 0.2 billion yen in 2009 to 4.3 billion in 2010. And we have 28 profitable companies with 26 billion yen of operating profit, or the 30 companies and divisions totaling 26.8 billion yen in 2010. As to unprofitable companies, we had 12 companies with 4.7 billion losses in 2009, while in 2010, 7.1 billion in losses with 11 companies. But half of the losses comes from SBI Card. So without the SBI Card, our losses will be halved. But we do not want to incur temporary losses. That's why we are trying to find a better way to deal with SBI Card. And now we have a direction in our mind. In any case, within this fiscal year, we are going to deal with this company. As to the newly acquired companies and businesses, we are trying to turn them around as soon as possible. And among 10 companies, now we have SBI Global Investment has full year profit. So 1 year down from unprofitable companies. Profitable companies, unprofitable companies, how much increase in profit, how much reduction in the losses. These are the analysis that we conducted. But now we would like to translate that into the balance sheet and cash flow, not only the income statement. And in 3 years' time, we have to come up with the final conclusion about those businesses. And now we have sophisticated our analytical method. And as among the seven companies with increasing the losses, SBI Card has increase in the losses by 2.1, or SBI ALA PLOMO, increase of 500 million. But SBI ALA PLOMO has a dream, and though we are still expanding SBI ALA PLOMO, I'm not saying that the SBI Card does not have any dream in their business, but it would take more time compared to other business. Currently, the question is whether we would have time to leave SBI Card to realize its dream. So the first phase is to confirm the current performance based on the operating income. If there are losses, losses should be reduced, and the profits should be increased. The second phase is focused not only on income statement, but also on balance sheet and cash flow. Not just the current earnings capacity, but also the future one as well. The ROE and ROI will be the focuses to see the efficiency of the invested capital, and as well as EBITDA and the comparison with year-on-year EBITDA numbers. So looking at these indicators, we are going to make a final conclusion. And this is the comparison with some other companies. And these are the part of the comparisons that we are going to use to go for the Brilliant Cut initiative to make our businesses more brilliant. And we have already made some achievements here. For example, the Morningstar made Gomez Consulting their wholly owned subsidiary. And the SBI Holding is going to do the same for SBI Veritrans. Let me see, SBI Veritrans is a good company. But by integrating completely into SBI, the holdings, or into other company, the company would be better off. We have not come to the final conclusion yet. In the future, we might have a SBIB chance get listed. We don't know yet. We would like to leave some choices left for this company. It is the market cap is not so variable. It has been listed in JASDAQ, and so there is not much merit the being listed. And the some companies listed in the first section look like they have better company value, corporate value. So it is kind of absurd to have SBIB Trans be compared that way. And as to integration and the M&A, that we are going to use this scheme to streamline the businesses as well. And for example, we are going to liquidate or terminate some of the businesses, including eGolf, that we have sold the equity, and SBI Hotlines as well. And as to Homeostyle, we are going to sell our equity. And SBI Asset Management, we are going to change our way of doing business and the HR the structure so that the performance will be better. As to card business, we are going to revisit the business fundamentally. I think that we are going to complete most of those initiatives in 1 year coming.
Now, SBI Holding shareholder composition. We saw a slight decline in individual shareholders, and we saw increase in domestic financial institutions and foreign institutions and individuals increasing. Foreign institutions and individuals account for 45.5%, domestic financial institutions 17.4%, and individuals 32.7%. Still, we have 191,631 shareholders, which we greatly appreciate. Customer base 11.72 million. Since our establishment in 1999, we have grown to have the customer base of 11.72 million, officers and employees, 3,397 people, increasing from 55, and capital has increased from 50 million to 73.2 billion yen, net assets from 50 million yen to 456.9 billion yen. Today, we have customers totaling 11.72 million. 529.9 billion yen is the amount of assets under management of the SBI Group. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm ready to accept questions.
いかがですか?
Thank you very much. I have one question. At the very outset, you said that in terms of financing, the EPS expansion or growth has to be expected. You only do when you can expect such a value increase. And you said that that was the decision behind listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Now, for the rest of the year, what are the factors that you think would raise the profit? Well, it's really hard to comment on that at this juncture. But overseas, IPOs overseas and after the lockup, if we they are companies that can be sold in the area of asset management. I think that's one area that seems rather promising. So how successful we can incorporate, we can ride on that is one. For securities business, as I said earlier, the trading value has increased since August to March. But with the earthquake, and disaster, the psyche of the investors are not very good more recently. But basically, the world is in the global excessive liquidity. So metals, gold, food, commodity, futures, they are attracting the money today. How far would they go up? Well, I think eventually the money will come back to stocks, securities market. And in a way, Japanese market is most neglected. That has been the case so far. When we look at the effect of the earthquake, so far we have seen mostly negative factors, but there are positive factors as well. That is the demand related to the reconstruction efforts. For example, at the time of Kobe earthquake, the earthquake hit in January of 1995, and through February, the industrial outputs declined by about 2.6% or so. In January, it was up by 2.2% or something, but then it went down. But in ensuing months, immediately we saw a recovery, the increment of 2.2% or so. So that was the situation after the Kobe earthquake. And looking at the housing starts, the year of the earthquake and the next year, actually, it was twice or 2.5 times the normal years in terms of housing starts. This time around, the economic damage, or the, in terms of the economic size, the three prefectures in Tohoku region account for about 4.4% of the national GDP. Of course, the nuclear issue is exacerbating the issue. Is it going to be 20-kilometer or 30-kilometer radius that should be have limited access? It really depends on how long that is going to take place. But of course, in terms of electricity supply, there will be effect in terms of energy conservation efforts, but I think demand related to the reconstruction would be quite substantial. Electricity power, electric power, for example. Nuclear cannot be depended on anymore. If that's going to be conclusion, then what will be the new direction of new forms of power generation, thermal power generation, or hydropower generation? That could translate into a substantial reconstruction-related demand. And 50-cycle and 60-cycle, the difference in the electric frequencies between the eastern part of Japan and western part of Japan, if they spent 300 billion yen over a five-year period, they could have addressed this issue. But TEPCO fell short of doing that. Maybe this is high time we address that, introduce smart grid so that the energy management could be modernized from scratch. And we can have a world's leading energy grid then. That's the type of things that the money should be spent on. People are engaged in this discussion of not nationalizing TEPCO. But I think that could result in the negligence lawsuits. There could be some criminal lawsuits or criminal cases that could be brought in relation to this. It would be very difficult to prove that there was no professional negligence. And I'm sure people will file suits. People will sue the government or TEPCO. I think the entire nation has to have the same frequency in terms of electricity. And when the smart grid is introduced, maybe that's high time TEPCO could be privatized once again. And in the meantime, we should not waste money in helping TEPCO. We have had this nine utilities system for decades. We need to change this If this is going to be maintained, it makes no sense for the government to bear the cost. If the government asks the shareholders of TEPCO to bear the entire cost, maybe there'll be a class action suit filed by the TEPCO shareholders, because the government has no right to say that to a private corporation. There are about 4 trillion yen that can't be financed, but anything beyond that, if they can foot that, the liability at minimum would be 10 trillion yen, I think. The government, said between 16 and 20 trillion yen would be the amount of liability, the compensation to be paid. And this cannot be footed by the taxpayers' money. And that is what Mr. Nishioka, the president of the Upper House, says as well. So as a private company, they have to be held responsible. And I think the best way is to let TEPCO go belly up. Otherwise, the collusion between the industry and the government would never disappear from Japan. TEPCO has the regional geographical monopoly, and they are spending lots of money on advertisement, and I don't understand why they need to do that. And TEPCO is hiring lots of former government officials. So this collusion between the government, the political community, and industry, that issue needs to be reckoned with here, squarely. Maybe this system worked in the past, but today, in today's world, as a society and economy, that would not make sense anymore. I think all of this need to be gotten rid of. For example, modernizing the agriculture. In 1954, the Agricultural Land Act was enacted, which prohibits the making agriculture as part of the joint stock company. And there are many former government officials that get jobs after retirement as a result of that. We need to address all of this. We need to really deny and reject all of the old practices. I know I'm changing, I'm going tangential here, but in any event, centering on our asset management business and also the banking business, most of the less costly money will move from securities, SBI Securities, to SBI Bank. And with that, we can increase the revenues by 5 billion. And under the Brilliant Cut initiatives, we are going to eliminate the loss-making businesses as much as possible. With that, I think we can move forward. Thank you.
Any further questions from the floor, please? No other questions? All right. Thank you very much for attending this meeting in spite of a very busy schedule. With this, we would like to conclude this SBI Holdings Inc.'s meeting to announce the financial results. Thank you once again for coming.